Hello, everyone. This is Vicki with the Vicki Ford Show. I am so happy to be with each and every one of you. I want to tell you that last week I was ready to go live with the Vicki Ford Show and the electricity went out here in the North Georgia mountains. So I was stuck sitting here saying, oh, no, I don't get to be with everybody tonight. So I do apologize for that. But that's what happens with internet radio. It happens in the especially in the North Georgia mountains. So it is so good to be with each and every one of you this evening. And I have pulled a card for everyone, a couple of cards, too, that I know will make – I just need to share because there have been a lot of calls that I've had recently, and people are going through a lot of changes. And I want to share with you that whatever changes you're going through, because astrologically right now it is a time of change, regardless of what's going on in your world, it is a time to change. You have your choice to stay where you are and not make the change, but you also have to live with those decisions as well. I have talked to three or four friends who are selling their home, moving across the country. People that I have known that have been married for years are getting a divorce. People are getting new relationships. And, you know, it is a time that we have to sit back and say, Spirit, I know you have some beautiful gift for me through all of this. And I have to share with you from a personal message for my, you know, that I can only share from what's personal, but I fought it for a while, y'all. I kept saying, well, you know, I'm a type A personality and I'm going to just make it go my way. And Spirit said, no, sweetie, you know, we have a plan for you. You can be happy while this plan is unfolding for you, or you can be miserable while this plan is unfolding for you. And when I really got it, I became happy, just relaxing into the flow of the game that is already set. And I'm much happier because it's now unfolding in a much more beautiful and relaxing manner. But I do want to share with you to focus on your strengths during these times, because when you focus on your strengths, you're actually allowing Spirit to shine through you, because, you know, your strengths are what Spirit, you know, you attracted that this life. It is who you are. So it's just very important to know who you are, to find that. And if, you know, if you need to get a reading or something, I love doing these soul contract readings and Akashic record readings, because we find out what our soul contract is this life. And it's usually not as complicated as we think it is. So I think that's very fascinating. But I also want you to, a lot of us in today's world with the shift going on, and I was going to talk a little bit about that, because so many people feel like this shift in consciousness is a negative thing, and it isn't. It is only if we choose to make it negative. If we choose to see it as a change that we happen to be on this planet during this 2011 time period, boy, what powerful beings we are that we knew that we could handle these incredible changes that we're going through and become enlightened, because all things make sense if you live through your heart and you know that we're not down here to suffer. And if you're into a suffering mode, then remember that it's probably something in your childhood, and, you know, get some Rohan, get some spiritual counseling to help to shift that viewpoint of suffering into, oh my gosh, you know, I'm worthy. I'm actually worthy of having a good life. And then all of that will start to unfold, because we came down here to have a good life. I mean, we really did. So now I know there's a caller waiting, I believe from Canada, and I'm not sure of all the data on that, but as soon as I get that data, I will definitely be taking calls tonight for readings. And I haven't been with you for a while, so I wanted to just be here at, you know, to kind of connect back up with you. In the near future, I'm going to be having some exciting guests We're going to be doing medical intuitive work, getting down to the root of the spirituality of it. And I've just got some very interesting. Brent Atwater is going to be coming in on the 28th of March. And next week, I believe I'm going to have a special guest as well. So I'm just all excited about it. And then I've got some fabulous guests coming up in April and May and June. I've already got them set up. So, you know, y'all set your time at 9 o'clock on Mondays for the show. So I'm excited about all of this. So whenever I do, you know, like I said tonight, I will be taking live calls whenever they're ready. Just let me know and I will go forward with that. Now, when we talk about a shift in consciousness, I want to let you know that that doesn't mean that everything that is happening in the world with all the earth changes and, you know, there are a lot of things going on, y'all. And yes, there are going to be some changes that are going to bring what appears to be negative. I mean, if somebody dies, someone doesn't consider that a positive, you know, situation. And I can't say that it is positive, but when you look at the whole scheme of things, we need the folks that I feel are going to survive the best, probably going to be the ones who can live in the heart, because we're going to be able to fluctuate and change and be a little bit more able to live through some of these difficult times. So, it, you know, that many people think. Larry, are you there from Canada?
No, it's actually Jay.
Oh, it's Jay. Oh, well, hi, Jay. Where are you
from?
How
are you all doing down there?
Well, I tell you, we're just doing just fine down here. So you're Jay, are you from Canada?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, there was. Tell me what's going on in Canada and how can I assist you this evening?
Well, actually, my sister lives down there in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, so she got that accent now. And I live up here in Canada, and what's going up here with me is actually, like I said, there's lots of transformable changes going on in my life, is that I was let go of my job on the 18th of February. But what's so surprising to me is that when my coworker dropped me off, he said something to me. He says, you know, this is blessing in disguise.
I'm shocked to hear that.
So, right now I'm in a fork in the road, you know, looking for a job, you know, to pay the bills or actually, you know, start working on my passion.
Okay, let me tell you the first thing Spirit has told me. It is time for you to move on. And what was happening here is that you probably knew in your heart, Jay, that you needed to move on, but it's a scary, uncomfortable feeling to not have a job. So Spirit just did it for you. And I have whoever told you that was 100% correct. It is time to let go of the old and worn out so that the new can come in. Now, you do need to, I do feel that there is a new life coming in, not just a new job, but a new life. Do you mind giving me your birthday? You don't have to give me the year, just the month and the day.
Well, I can give you my year if you'd like to.
Oh, so. Okay, well, that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, March 24th, 1964.
March 24th. So you're an Aries. You have the same birthday as my mother. And you're 1964. Yeah, well, she was born a little earlier than you. Okay, so you're going to have a birthday this month, too. Mine's on the 15th. So let's see now. Yeah, so that's you've got a lot of changes going on. Oh, wow. This is a powerful year for you, Mr. J. I want to let you know that this year, well, first off, you're going to do very well this year financially. You're going to do actually better than you have been doing. And I want, there are a couple of things I want to talk to you about, but you are actually, it's a very good year for you to move ahead. Now, you're going to feel between now and your birthday, you may not feel as forward moving as I'm telling you about now. But this is pretty much starting from your birthday. I can tell you right now that you are pretty much in a time period where you're having to recreate. And you're basically going to have to be your own mother, father, if you may, because you're going to have to be your own parent and say, okay, it's time, Jay, for you to step out in the world and do something different, because that's what's going on in your life. If you had not told me about the job, I would have been telling you this anyway, okay, because it's just your time. Now, as coming up into your birthday, because I feel it's important for you to know these earth changes, you you're a pioneer, so there's something you're supposed to be doing, and I want to look at that and help you with that. You're you're driven by having money. I mean, you want some power and you want some influence, and there's nothing wrong with that, that you should have on this earth. So I want to ask you a question before I get into the other aspect of the reading. I want to know, what is your most favorite thing in the world to do if you had a magic wand? What would it be? Forget about the money for a minute. What about, about the money. What would it be?
Drumming.
Oh, drumming. Drumming is in Indian drumming?
Yeah, I actually teach native drums. Drumming, I teach, I conduct drumming circles and I do native drum making. I love it.
Okay, well, there you go. Why aren't you making a living doing that?
Because like I said, spirit just pushed me out, said, you got to go do this more, so I'm really concentrating on this right now.
Well, how does that make your heart feel?
Well, it makes me feel great, helping people open up their hearts.
Yeah. Well, if you were down here, I'd be coming to your drumming because I love that. I'm into the Native American as well. All right, this is what I feel is coming into your life right now. Because of your abilities, because you like to make money, you have ambitions, you have aspirations. What's the issue here? I feel for you right now, Jay, is the marketing of this, getting it out. Getting it so that you can make a living off of it, but out of your heart. It can't be about the money. And you know this. I mean, if you don't know what I'm sharing it with you, it can't be about the money. But at the same time, you do have to get creative about the people that you're going to be working on. For instance, come down here and visit your sister in Georgia and get a group together, you know, at this, I don't know, Phoenix and Dragons, depending on where she lives. Where does she live?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know where she lives, yeah. Stone Mountain, she lives around there.
Well, good. Get some groups together. Get her to help you. How to make drums. Do, you know, whatever that is, a workshop on it. Charge whatever you're going to charge, and then enjoy that. Get your name out there. Get your website. I feel very, very good about this because you're doing it from your heart. Spirit is going to protect you. Now, I want to share something else with you because, boy, you got a powerful year coming up for you, and I just want you to know that and hold it in your heart. Now, this year for you, starting on March 24th, is right now. You have been in a surrender year. Now, I guess you would know that. You've lost your job. I mean, how much more surrender can you have? I mean, this, you probably feel to a certain degree, even for the last year, Jay, that you've almost been in a holding pattern. Even though you may have had a job, I get, if you really look and really get down to the inward feelings that you've been, I have a feeling you haven't been that happy, even though you had a job. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it was starting to wear on me, basically, because I had an abusive boss, but that taught me some lessons there, too. So.
Right, right. So this coming year, you're ending this time period of sort of feeling like you're dragged to the depths of, you know, waiting and not, you know, knowing exactly what was going to go on. But this is a time at this moment to believe in your divine grace, to believe that. Are you aware that you have angels and archangels around you?
I have lots of angels. I got a spirit guide who's a chief. He's around me too.
I see him to your left of your head. Let me restate that. I see an Indian maiden to the left of your head. I see an Indian chief to the right of you, and he feels like he's Native American, but you also have a lot of shaman energy around you as well. I'm sure we knew each other in another life because I feel like I already know you. And I think that's very fascinating. So I already know I know you. So now, this year coming up, your birthday, is going to be the most powerful year that you, one of the most powerful years you have experienced. You've had many lifetimes that you've, in this life, that you've had good things. But I just want to share one thing. You are going to go through some major shifts of consciousness. You will be cutting away the old, the dead, the stagnant, the oppressive, the things that have not worked in your life, and you will be starting a new life this year. At the beginning of next year, when you in March 24th of 2012, you will be in a very, very creative life pattern, and what you're going through now will be over, and you will have already achieved your goals. So just remember that. And please let me know how you do. And I want to thank you for calling in because I feel good about everything for you, okay?
You're very welcome. I'll see if I can catch you by email because maybe you can drum on Skype and drum together.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you have excitement and feel. I want you to thank Spirit, Jay. I want you to thank Spirit for this golden opportunity and for guiding you, because all of us go through changes, and if we see them as a gift, then we can enjoy our lives. And if we see them as the worst thing ever happened to us, guess what? Our life becomes miserable. And you haven't chosen that. I can feel it in your energy. You have chosen, even though it's a little uncomfortable, you have chosen life. And you have, even in this year where you're changing everything and everything that's in that you've had, that's been a part of your life is ending, it's bringing new life, okay? And I commend you for it, okay? And yeah, be sure and go to VickiFord.com, my website, and just say hi and let me know some of your some of your events. I have some good connections on doing events and all that kind of stuff. So there are lots of things we could, you know, create. Okay.
Yes. So, very good. Thank you. I'm so grateful to all my relations and grateful for the spirit animals.
Yes.
And spirit guides.
I love that. All my relations. I do sweat lodges. All my relations. I love them. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jay. Nice to talk with you.
You too.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Yeah. I'm so blessed, y'all. When I get calls from folks like Jay, I know that so many of you are going through changes. And I do know that we have a couple of callers, so I'm going to let you know I'll be right there. Just know that Spirit is always behind them, so don't give up, okay? Please don't give up. Now, I'm not sure who my next caller is, so I'm going to just say, put my next caller on, Jamie. Jamie is my next caller. So Jamie is from Michigan. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi, Jamie.
Yes, I am. Hi.
You have a great energy. I love your energy. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. What's on your heart today? What's happening?
Well, I actually am just calling because I'm curious. I'm thinking about possibly trying something new with my career. And it's kind of, I just feel like I have a bunch of changes going on. And I kind of have a chaotic mind right now. And I just wondered if you could help me out.
Okay. Well, the first message, and yes, I can. What is your birthday?
May 20.
May 20th. So you're about to come into a new birthday too. So, and let me get into that. But I just want to share something with you that when you have, that feeling of, you know, just chaos where you can't even know what's going on. What happens here, Jamie, is that Spirit has a hard time communicating with you. What I see around you right now, you have a lot of green energy around you. You have a lot of pink energy around you. And you have some red energy around you, which I feel can be, it's a little bit of anger, frustration. But it's also, going to be turned into some passion about your work. So I want you to just hold on to that, because just because you have energy like that doesn't mean that you can't use it to your benefit. Now, I want to share with you that I feel, have you already quit your job, or are you, what's going on with that? I want to just tune into your energy for a moment, okay? What's happening with the job right now?
I'm still working. I'm just considering something different.
Okay.
I'm looking to change.
Okay. Now, you're in a very strong time period of your life right now. So, I mean, you should be doing financially pretty well based on just the cards that I just pulled for you. It doesn't show that you're hurting there. Not saying that you can't do better, but I'm just saying you feel like you're in a very strong time period of your life. You're in a very strong year coming up in May. Now, that's extremely good. It's also a very good time for you coming up as well to really, I mean, it's a magical time for you. And it's also a time for you to gain knowledge about yourself. So this year, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Now, what I want you to do, though, Jamie, is whatever you're doing right now in your work, there's something you like about it and there's something that you don't like about it. But I want you to do before you quit your job, which I would not recommend right now. I would recommend finding out exactly what you love to do, what you want to do, and then focus on asking Spirit to bring it to you. Now, does that make sense what I'm saying? Not just to jump out while you've got spinningness in your mind. You want to quiet yourself.
Sorry, you cut off a little bit.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that. What I feel for you right now is when I first felt your energy, I feel like it's very, very important for you to breathe. You have a very high energy, which is a very powerful energy, and you want that. Yet at the same time, you want it to be very focused so that when you're getting the information from spirit, you actually hear it. I see them knocking on your door around your head, saying, "We have the answers for you. We just need you to breathe." And the breathing, do you meditate at all, Jamie?
I do, but it's kind of funny. I am working on it, but it's funny because lately I have just been so short of breath and have no explanation for it other than I'm just too high strung, I guess.
I'll talk to you a little bit about that. But what I'm feeling for you is that you really need to breathe. And when I say breathe, I'm talking deep breaths. There's something that there's some anxiety here that is cutting off the breath. And that's why you're having the shortness of breath. And that can cause a lot of anxiety just in itself if you're not able to breathe deeply. And what I'm recommending right now, and it's the first thing that came to my mind when I first connected with you, is to breathe. Now, shortness of breath is strictly from your viewpoint. I mean, I know there are a lot of reasons for that, but I don't feel intuitively that there's any issues here other than a little bit of stress. And when you breathe, I feel that that will settle you down. And what I want you to do while we're talking tonight, and everyone listening can do the same thing. When you breathe, and by the way, for everyone to know, this comes from Louise Hay's books, but breath of life, y'all, is the ability to take in life. So if you're having any kind of breathing issues, it's sort of like telling the world that I'm not ready to take it all in, and, you know, not feeling able to have the space or even to exist in life. And so many of us feel that way. So for you, the very important, I think everything else is going to fall into place, Jamie, for you, is I want you to just take a deep breath and you breathe in and you breathe all the way in from your root chakra. And you breathe it on fresh breath straight from the root chakra all the way, twirling it all the way up through your crown chakra. If you will do that, Jamie, 3 or 4 times all during the day, you will find that you will be so centered, so relaxed, that everything will start to unfold for you, okay? And are you there, Jamie?
Yes, I am. Perfect.
Yeah, you're breathing. That's it. That's good. It is the most powerful message I can give you tonight, because you have everything moving for you. Everything's going your way. You will find what job you're supposed to do. Oh, the other I wanted to share with you. I want you to write down what you love. I want you to get a piece of paper. I want you to write down what you love to do every day and what you don't love to do every day. What you love about your job, what you don't love about your job. And I want you to write down, I don't know if you were listening to the last caller, Jay from Canada, but he's doing what he loves. I do what I love. And if I don't do it, I mean, like if somebody, Jamie calls me up and wants me to do a divorce and I know it's going to be a big fight, I won't do it. Because I know that I'll be unhappy for the next 6 months doing it, okay? So I really want you to own your heart. Get in touch with your heart of what you really want to do. You can create this. This whole life right now, Jamie, is about recreating ourselves to live in our hearts. And you're part of that. Do you know that?
Yes, I do. I feel like I'm totally in a new, like creating just a whole new me. I'm a teacher, and the teacher in me is just taking a new avenue. Like I feel like I want to write. I feel like I have a great voice in writing. So, yeah, I do. I totally get you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, as a writer and a teacher, you know, the doors are open for you speaking. You can go in and lecture. You can help people. You can have workshops. You can still teach for a while you're getting the rest of it. You can create a whole new way of teaching. You can go into different schools. You have the world at your feet right now, the main thing you need to do, and this is what Spirit's asking me to share with you, is to breathe. It is your message. Breathe. And if you have questions about this, you can, you know, email me and I'll be more specific. But pretty much that's it. You start at the root chakra and you go through every single chakra and you see it twirling through every single chakra. And when you feel that breath coming out of your crown chakra, you know, thank you, Spirit. Spirit, and then you will start getting messages, Jamie. Beautiful, beautiful messages, and you will feel so good. Because I feel it. I feel it from you now. I actually feel it from you now.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling, and be sure and tune in next week, and I appreciate you calling in. Love to hear back from you.
Hey, thank you.
Well, thank you.
I definitely will follow up with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
for a great night.
Thank you. All right. Have a good night. Okay. Night-night. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, John. How's California?
Oh, it's nice. Today's a nice day.
Yeah. I love California. I haven't been out there for a while, but it's a beautiful state. What part of California are you from?
I'm in Southern California.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, tell me what question you have for me tonight and what can I do to assist you?
Well, I'm new to your show as a couple of weeks ago. I started listening. I was pretty interested because of it was called Ask Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up years ago, and I woke up to I had a special thing happen to me during a meditation, and I realized that there was something inside of me, which was my spirit, and which I've been communicating with for the last few years.
Okay.
And I'm at a, it seems like, I don't know if I'm at a fork in my path, but I just, you know, most of my life I always knew what to do. I had my inspiration to move forward on my path, and most of my life was music. I got married in the last 10 years, but I got divorced 3 years ago. That woke me up. That was my great awakening. And since I had waken up, I've done nothing but study and search to become closer to spirit.
Okay.
And amongst other knowledge and stuff that I was gaining, my main thing was to be connected to spirit and to follow my intuition and to follow my heart.
Right.
And I just feel, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm trying to decipher the voice from either my mind or spirit. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know sometimes, I feel like I'm very intuitive, and I go with my intuition a lot of times, and I can sense certain things amongst people or certain situations, and I know it inside. I have something inside that's helping me, and I truly believe it. But I thought I might call you tonight and see if you had any insight for me.
Well, I'm sure I will. I want to get your birthday. When's your birthday?
8/10/63.
All right, so you're a Leo, and that we got a lot of you're a couple of months away from a birthday now. Right now, you are in a surrender year, Jamie, and I wouldn't doubt that you are going through the changes that you're going through. So, first off, I want to validate you and tell you that whatever's going on with the surrender, it almost feels like that you're in a holding pattern, that you can't seem to move forward, but it's not. It is exactly where you need to be. Now, there is a soul contract, and I'm just really feeling with you right now. There is something else that you're supposed to be doing with your music. If you love your music, why would you want to go away from that? But at the same time, I feel there's a little bit of a different direction that you're supposed to go. Now, you have had a couple of lives, Jamie, where you cut off spirit from your life. And now spirit is asking you, now, isn't it interesting, Jamie, that you came in during this shifting time where our world is shifting? Are you aware that the world is spinning faster? Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes. I'm very aware.
The vibration, and the veil between the spiritual side and the physical side is very, very, it's coming closer and closer. Now, I just get chills with you. You are here for another purpose, and I don't know that it's going to be revealed to me in this brief moment, but I will share this. Between now and your birthday and then for the next year, you are shifting and letting go. This divorce was part of your soul contract. You know that, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're aware of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There was no mistake in that. I don't know what the issues are, and we don't need to talk about them. But what I really want you to do in this next year and a half, because this is probably one of the most powerful parts of your year, you're letting go of old. Right now you're in more of a holding pattern of surrender, letting go, to let in the new changes that are coming in for you. Now, I just went through this, John, so I know what I'm talking about. I just went through the year and a half of wondering, will I ever, you know, get it going the way I want it to? And it has ended up being the most powerful time period of my life, even though, because I fought it for a while, okay? But with you, I feel that you are allowing it in. I feel that I'm kind of hesitant right now because I keep getting this message that you've got Archangel Michael, you've got Pythagoras. Do you do a lot of astrology? Have you ever had?
Yes.
I'm sorry. What? What was your answer?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it professionally? I mean, I know if you have a hobby in it, but have you ever done it professionally?
No. I'm just interested in it. But Archangel Michael, I know of, and I talk to.
Oh, he's right there with you. Pythagoras is too. That's why I was curious about the numerology and the astrology, because you got Pythagoras there. You've got Archangel Michael, but you also have Archangel Gabriel and Raphael that are around you. Okay, what is it about your music and first off, I want to share something with you, John. You are extremely, extremely intuitive. I want you, that first thought that comes to your mind, trust it. Okay? Trust it.
Right.
If you get that sense about something, if it's negative, then, you know, you might need to make sure that your thoughts are clear on it. But when you get that sense, I don't really want to go that way, don't go. Trust this is your year to surrender. This is your year to let go of the fear, let go of the self-doubt, and let go of anything that keeps you from just being John. Because this is your power year, and the next year will be one of the most powerful years because you're going to let go of everything. And I want you to look back on the gifts that your ex, not that she gave you gifts, that were the gifts that you chose to get out of that relationship, because you do not want to go through that again, okay? But yet you want to learn from it. So I want you to find the gifts that came from that. That was meant to be. It was part of the soul contract. But I sense this life about you, John. I'm just going to tell you. I sense this life about you, that it is your life to shine. You're a Leo, for heaven's sake. It's about strength for you. It's about going forward in life and being the center of attention, but doing it from not ego, but from spirit. That there's a big difference in being the center of attention as a Leo in spirit. Now, what is it you really want to do in your life, John, that you're not doing?
Well, I have no complaints. I really don't. I have my own little business. I run a little coffee shop by myself. It's a little coffee cart. I've been doing that for 10 years.
Okay.
And I love it. I'm very happy with it. It's not work to me. It's kind of fun because I get to see all my friends and customers and speak with them.
Right.
The question is I'm going through a massive transformation within myself. And I'm a mellow lion, a pretty mellow Leo. But I'm very outspoken when it comes to spiritualness and who we are as spiritual beings.
Okay.
And I find, you know, I find I need to speak about it because my thing is I feel frustration within my friends and family, and I feel that I want to help them.
Okay.
And with the knowledge that I have gained in the last few years and where my heart is telling me, you know, the words are just coming out of my mouth when I speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really spirit sometimes. Spirit will just take over and start speaking. And I've been definitely surrendering. I mean, it's been a lot of surrender in the last few years, and especially this year. I mean, another chunk keeps on flying off me. And I know that. I know I'm going through my trials right now, and I'm, you know, things are coming up in front of me, experiences to help me shed my fear or shed, you know, whatever's my blockages are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware of that.
Okay.
And it gets a little intense sometimes, you know, it just, you know, it's a little overwhelming because it is happening pretty fast.
Right. And it will happen fast. You know why? Because you're ready for it. That's why, John, you're ready. You can handle it. But listen, you know what I see for you, John? This is just something I just saw as a flash. Do you enjoy cards?
Yeah.
You know what would be fun for you? And I think because you seem like a very fun kind of guy that likes to do things that are enjoyable. What I would do, gosh, you're in California, for heaven's sake, you know, I would go and learn either the angel cards, the tarot cards. You have to go workshop. You have to get certified. But angel cards, get something that you can use your intuition in. And I'm going to tell you, angel, you know, cards are not a crutch. They're just that they validate you. They people like them. I see you having a meeting every week. It may not even be every week, but I think you could get into that. I see you having groups of meetings where you do card readings for people, and eventually you'll be able to charge. And I see you actually doing something in that way because I feel with you, John, that you don't use your ego. I feel like you get it. If you can channel it in and you don't use your ego with it, that's when the power comes in for people. That's when the truth comes in for people. When it comes from us, that's ego. But when it comes from spirit, you know that you have truly gotten a gift or a message to share. And spirit is sharing with me now, seeing you in a group of, and I see some women and men in that group. And do you know who these groups of people would be? Can you already see them coming about?
Well, mainly they're my customers because they're my friends.
Okay. Well, then that's where you start. I'm not hearing you real well right now. You're coming in and out.
Well,
are you still? Yeah.
As far
there you go.
I was going to say, as far as music goes, mm-hmm. I have three little children, so I also got to think of my three little children at the same time now. Before, when I was single, I did music for 20 years; it was okay. Now with three children, I feel that I have that responsibility towards them to at least stick around in the local area.
For sure.
And,
Well, there's no reason why you have to go anywhere. But listen, if you're that gifted musically, why don't you teach lessons? Why don't you have children's lessons? I mean, there are so many different ways to get creative here. Start teaching your children. How old are your children?
They are 5, 8, 10. Yeah, 5, 8,
oh, okay.
and 10.
Well, they're in that kind of young age. What kind of music are you doing?
Well, ever since I woke up, I'm into spiritual music. I'm into mainly spiritual. I played everything, but I like music with a message. And,
okay, but I mean, are you a guitarist or a pianist?
No, I'm a drummer.
Oh, okay, a drummer. Oh, two drummers tonight. Okay, so there's no reason why if you love your music so much, why you couldn't do music lessons? Oh, you have a lot of talent, John. You have a lot of talent. I mean, I see you in groups. doing readings with people, which will fulfill you. And that's going to, let me just share something with you. That's going to open up your intuition where you're going to trust yourself. When you start trusting yourself based on the law of attraction with your intuition, that's going to open up your, it's going to get rid of fears, self-doubt. It's going to handle issues. You know, we all, I'm a Rohan doctor, John. We all have issues of failure. We all have issues of self-love. We all have issues of abandonment. And we also have issues, all of us have issues to some greater of a fear of death. So, I mean, we all have these issues. Doesn't matter if you're John, Vicky, or President Obama. Everybody has them, just to, you know, depending on how we create them. And for you, this intuition is a big thing for your soul contract, John. It's a big thing, this life. It's really probably one of your biggest soul contracts, to trust yourself and your intuition. And so I feel that if you'll get these little groups together, and they, then when I say little groups, I think they're going to start out small, but you'll end up with, you know, you don't want too many, maybe 10, 12 or something. And get some cards, get some angel cards, get some cards that you feel comfortable with, that, you know, go to a local metaphysical store and get the feel of them. And whatever feels right to you, pick them up, learn them, and help people with them. But use your intuition. Don't rely on the cards. Just use them because people love them so much. Okay? I hope that's okay. Been of help to you.
Oh, very much. Yes.
Yeah, you got a beautiful life. I feel it. And I'm just, listen, you're going into one of the most powerful times of your life when you're releasing the old to bring in the new. And what a great gift you have to give to society. Not big wampo Leo stuff, if you may, but by being who you are, John. That's our gift to society. God made you because you have a special gift. God made, you know, Jamie, and God made Jay, God made you, God made Don, everybody involved with this show tonight, and everyone listening, everyone is here on this planet Earth because of the uniqueness of them. You don't have to go out in a huge way, and if it's not being, if not famous, doesn't mean that you don't have a purpose. It can be so subtle that just helping your three children to have a better life can be the most powerful gift on this planet. So just remember that, okay? And everybody remember it. Yeah. I always thought you had to be big, so whoop-all. Everything had to be big, and everything, you know, if you didn't help millions of people, then your life was worthless. And, you know, that was a big lesson for me. It's like, no, 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 no. You know, just being who you are right there in California, doing the subtle, beautiful things you do are powerful. They're big, but they're subtle, and that's what makes them so beautiful. Okay?
Wow. Perfect.
Yeah, and thank you. And always do remember to ask Spirit now. The only reason why I changed the name of my show was because I really wanted, there were several reasons, but the main reason, down to the really core of it, was I really wanted people to know me. I didn't want people to know me as anything else. I have books, and I'm an author, and I wanted people to know who I am, and my name is who I am, you know, from the physical universe. So be who you are and honor those three children, and trust in yourself and getting that intuition, everything else will open. I promise you. Okay?
Thank you, Victoria.
Yeah, thank you. And tune in next week, okay?
I will.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good night. Have a good night. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
You know, it's the thank you. It's so wonderful to hear from each and every one of you. And one of the aspects of spirituality in our lives are our boundaries. It is so important when we are going through changes, and every one of that call tonight, and even if you did not call, I can almost guarantee you that you're going through some change, whether it's you've lost a job or you want a new job or a relationship is ending or you've got a new relationship. But there are changes that are not just subtle changes. It's not like the changes that we used to go through, it seems like, 10 years ago. The changes seem more abrupt now, and it's like they're harsh. They appear to be harsher, stronger changes. Like, you know, all of a sudden, I get a phone call from a lady today who I've known for 8 years, who was a camp counselor that my daughter has known ever since she's been with me. And, you know, she gets dismissed from her job after 8 years. I mean, that's a shocker. And you know, then they expect her to sign something that says she quit. Well, I mean, you know, that's not right. You know, I'm an attorney, as you all know, and I don't do that kind of law, but I always advise people to, you know, contact the right kind of attorney. I always like to find peace first, but you know, don't sign things that aren't true. I mean, that goes against your integrity. That's a boundary issue. When we're going through all of these changes that we're all going through, every single one of us to some degree are going through them. And it, boundaries, it's very important to start to quit coping, quit surviving, y'all. It's time that we quit just living from day to day, doing things that we have to do in our lives. It's time to start living. This comes from my book, Silenced Hearts, Being Safe in the World. It's going to be out this summer with Balboa Press, and it's going to be featured in the Louise Hay You Can Do It seminar, I believe, down in Florida at the end of the year. And, you know, it comes right from chapter, I think it's chapter 5, Boundaries, that I wrote in my book. And it, I talk about it's a time to quit coping. It's a time to quit just surviving. We got to start living and loving ourselves and treasuring ourselves for being God's child. Now, I want to ask each and every one of you a question tonight. If we are each God's child, and we each have a unique gift to bring to this planet in this incarnation, as whether we're named Jamie or John or Jay or Vicky or Don, you know, the producer of BBS Radio, we have a reason for being here. I mean, look what Don does for people. I mean, he opens up the world via BBS Radio. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to do radio because I don't know how to produce a show. I can't sit here in my living room in the North Georgia mountains and communicate with all of y'all. I wouldn't know how to do that. What a service he has, because he loves doing what he does. And, you know, earlier in the call, we had Jay, who loves to drum, Native American drumming. I mean, listen, y'all, I wouldn't be able to teach anything like that. And I don't know about y'all, but, you know, maybe John could do some Native American drumming because he's a drummer. But I would say millions of people don't know how to do that. That's a unique gift. And it's, you know, I'm just going to talk in general here, but, you know, it doesn't mean that Jay or Jamie or John can't be a CPA or a lawyer or do something else. But if your heart's not in it, you know, it's going to be not something that brings you joy, and you're going to wonder, why am I living? What is my purpose? And that's what throws us off in our lives. When we get into coping and just surviving in life because we have to make a living, we have to do it this way. This is the way society does it. When we get into that, that is when our joy, our happiness, and our fulfillment of being here on planet Earth gets killed. And that's when spirit starts knocking at our door and says, okay, well, all right, fine. We're going to just have to get you fired then, because if you're not going to listen and you're not going to hear us, then that's just the way it's going to be. And thankfully, there are wonderful people like y'all that call in, because spirit will give me messages. It's like the earlier caller. Her gift tonight was to really breathe. It's so simple, y'all. The gifts that we get from spirit are just to breathe, to allow spirit in, because when we get too hurried in our lives, we quit breathing. And I have noticed any time that I'm stressed, I quit breathing. I mean, of course, I'm not going to die, and you know, Jamie ain't going to die. It's just that I'm talking about really breathing. We forget to breathe. And as soon as you take 3 or 4 breaths, you will completely reconnect with spirit, because that is your connection with spirit. If you did, that's where you breathe. You breathe connection with spirit. So I cannot begin to tell you the value of drinking a lot of water, because that does something too. Make sure it's good water, and you put some lime or lemon in it to put some alkaline in it. But I just want to share how important it is to start breathing. So when you're going through these changes and you find yourself stressed, no matter where you are, the living room, in the car, in your home, take some deep, deep breath. Breathe them in through your chakras. And there's some magic that happens when you do that, because you're bringing God's spirit in, the God's life, the life force of life. And when you start to do that, you start to get that connection again. And I think that's why meditation is so good, because a lot of times when people meditate, they breathe again. They're like, I can breathe. And when you start to breathe, you allow spirit in. And when spirit comes in, hey, folks, that's when we get all of our messages. And you know, personally for me, I'll go upstairs when I get a little stressed or something. If I can't go outside, it's raining or it's nighttime, and I'll start jumping on the trampoline because that makes me breathe, or I'll start exercising, or I'll just sit in the rocking chair and I'll just really start breathing while I watch American Idol or something like that, because I get joy out of that. I love to see kids surviving and beyond surviving. They're out there out of their comfort zone. They said, I'm not going to survive anymore the mundane way. I'm going to go out and I'm going to reach for the best that I can be. And I think American Idol is probably one of the best shows ever on. And I think X Factor is going to be good that way, because it gives people hope where they, you know, can't go the traditional ways to do that. But I just want to remind yourself that you know, when we honor our own boundaries, we realize then that we can create our own happiness. And it's not your mate, your spouse's happiness, your children's happiness, or any other relationship in your life that makes you happy. It's your own choices. And, you know, getting back earlier to one of the callers that's going through a surrender time, I went through that last year, and it was probably one of the, I'm just about to finish it. My birthday is March 15th. And I end up going into a completely different changing of whole entire life patterns for myself. So I have total reality on what I think one of the caller had tonight, because it is probably one of the most beautiful times in your life. You cannot bring in new life if you still hang on to the old. And the best example I can share with that is when you have a lot of clothes in your closet and you've just been hanging on and hanging on to clothes, and my gosh, you're, you know, say you're in a size 6 or whatever size men wear, a 34, yet all the clothes in your closet are 40s or, you know, size 2 or something like that. You know, you're probably not going to wear them again. They're out of style. They have negative energies on them, maybe. And in those times, that's when you say, Spirit, I surrender these clothes. I let them go. Someone else will find great joy in this. I always cleanse my clothes before I give them away. I bless them. I shouldn't say I cleanse them, but I bless them. I send blessings to the new person. Thank you. I bless you. And I hope that you will enjoy these clothes as much as I did when I wore them. And then I'll go, maybe not that day, but, you know, later in the week or that month or something, I'll go out and I'll find some beautiful outfit that just brings me so much joy. And I'll say, thank you, Spirit, for this gorgeous dress, or, you know, whatever. And, you know, I have brought in a bit of new life for myself. And it's just, I love to see kids. The kids are the best example. When you see a child and they get a new dress, I mean, my daughter gets new earrings, and you know, she feels like a new person. Now, granted, you don't want things to make the person, but, you know, we are in life here and we have to do things that may bring us physical earth joys. This is not, we're not in the spiritual realm right now. Our job is to bring the spiritual into the physical. And when we can do that, then we have really succeeded in life and brought, when we can bring the spiritual part of ourselves into the physical and combine them into one, then we have accomplished something. And I feel like everyone that is called in tonight, and hopefully everyone that's been listening, realizes that every single person that called is, they're all doing that. Jamie, Jay, and John all are doing that. And if I had an earlier caller, I just want to tell you, every single one of you are doing that. You're bringing spirituality into the physical plane, and I think that is incredible. So I want to invite each and every one of you to come back next Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, for the Vicki Ford Show. And again, I changed it from the Ask Spirit Now show for several reasons, but I think when you get down to the real reason, it was just to let everyone know who I am. I am Vicki Ford. My books are coming out as Vicki Ford, and I want people to be able to find me. I want to be able to be identified, you know, to as to who I am. And I welcome you to come to my site. I'm letting you know that for the month of March, even though I offer readings for $100, for all readings for the month of March, I am putting them at my repeat client rate at $80. So I do past life regressions, which I can do by Skype or by phone. We get into a little different way of doing, I do past lives based on Rohan, which I have a doctorate in Rohan. And I do them based on the soul contracts, getting your thoughts and feelings so that you really can shift your life. It isn't just about who you were. It's about your life and how you can make this life better by knowing specific issues in that life. So I make them very specific to helping your life, this life, and unblocking parts of your life that you may have this life. So I welcome you to call this week to get a past life regression. Or if you just want a general spiritual reading, I would welcome that as well to do anything, because that's my purpose this life, is to help you in your ascension and to bring joy to your life as best as I can through my training and my experiences in life. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening into the Vicki Ford Show. And I also want to remind you that next week we're going to be talking. I probably will channel it in right before I get on the show. And I will be off for the 21st, and then I will be back on the 28th of March with, I think Robin is going to be on the 21st. Of Psychic Robin, so be sure and tune in there. Now, on the 28th, I have Brent Atwater. We're going to be doing medical intuitiveness. She's going to go inside the body, tell you what's going on, and I will bring you the emotional part. So please listen in every week for the month of March. We're going to have exciting guests and going to have lots of fun. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Vicki Ford Show. Be blessed, and remember to always ask Spirit for your answers. Good night.